Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nice time to be in touch with what's going on in the world. Doug Steffen here with the smartest lady on the radio. How's that, Jay? Pretty good, huh? She's the smartest lady. Are you really? That's good. You should be flattered.
The brain doesn't always want to work with my mouth for words because words are hard sometimes, especially after COVID brain.
Right.
But
well,
I appreciate it.
One of the things that's very interesting about what goes on in the brain, there's an old expression. Make sure you put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, which is something that
you're
doing this for a living, for decades and decades and decades. I found that once in a while that doesn't work, whether it's the COVID thing or just because you're tired of talking or you talk so much. People say to me, don't you get tired of talking? And the answer is that, no, I don't get tired of talking because there's so much interesting things. There's so many interesting things, so much interesting stuff to talk about. But does my mind always work well? Is it top of its game every day? No, not at all. But, you know, it isn't. No, there's no perfection anywhere. As we've noted in the last month or so, as we've made the transition from one network to another. And I'd like to think, not that there is that there's perfection, but that there's consistency, and that's kind of what we've always stood for in this program, is consistently looking, as the old, was it Louis Armstrong who sang, always, no, it was from Monty Python, always look on the bright, man, his voice, the bright side of the road, remember? Do you know that song? Always look on the bright.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Maybe James can find that. We'll play a bit and piece of it. Okay, let's go to Buchholz High School in Gainesville, Florida, for a good story. It's the home of a math team that has won 14 of the last 15 national math championships. So, and this includes the 2022 competition that was just held a week or so ago. The school ranks first in mathematics. It's actually only 66th among schools all over the state and not even in the top 1,000 in the United States as a whole. Talking about everything, English, history, science, they're not that good. But when it comes to math, they're at the top of the list. So why is that? Well, a fellow who used to work on Wall Street named Will Frazier is given the credit. The winning streak started when Mr. Frazier got bored. He had retired from Wall Street, moved to Florida, and he took a job at the high school coaching golf.
Oh, wow.
And then he was asked by the principal, because they knew his background, we need a math substitute teacher. Would you be able to do that? He said, yeah, I'd love to do that. And from that math sub job, he formed the math club. And from that, he formed the math team. And as they say, the rest is history. So he applied his experience with finance to his lessons in class, and the students became fascinated. Imagine a class fascinated with numbers and mathematics. And it was what he was able to instill in them, not so much what the ABCs of it or the 5 and 5 is 10 stuff, but why and why it makes sense. And can math be fun? He made it. The students say he made math fun. I don't remember math being fun when I was being taught math. Do you? I don't remember.
No, math was not my strong suit.
But he used the things that he knew from Wall Street to get people to understand how math works, the practical side of math, how you make money using math. And so he got them interested in it enough so they got really good at it, and they won all these championships. And good for him. That's a Frank. What did I say his name? Buchholz. Yeah. Good for him.
That's great.
Yep. Okay, Disney in the news today. The usual Disney. Thangamanga. You're going to have to help me with this. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you know.
Like, oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo?
Cinderella's Fairy Godmother.
Oh,
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I got it. Okay.
Yes. And
saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Bye Bye. What?
Well, the boutique is still going to be there, but the workers there were always fairy godmothers in training. And the kids come in and they get these the Disney princess makeovers and all of this stuff. Well, because they want to be more inclusive, they're doing away with the fairy godmothers in training. And instead, with fairy godmothers, as in just S at the end, as in plural, they're changing it to fairy godmothers, apostrophe S, apprentice. So these employees are now the apprentices rather than fairy godmothers in training. They are the fairy godmothers, like the OG, her apprentice.
Why is this important?
Yeah.
Because of Disney. Anything that has Disney attached to it automatically becomes important.
Disney's a business, and if they feel like they don't mind making people mad and they want to be inclusive, they're kind of like, we're going to do what we want to do and no apologies given.
Mm-hmm. Is this necessary? In today's world, do you have to do this sort of thing to be accepted?
I am all for inclusivity, but I don't understand why if somebody does, the binary and non-binary, if somebody is non-binary and they do not identify as a male or a female and they are the they and all of that stuff, I don't see a problem with acknowledging them as such. But why are we also doing away with, like, I'm a female, I go by she, her pronouns, so why do I have to not go by those? It's like with this whole thing of inclusivity, we're starting to exclude others too. It's just let people be who they want to be. There's way too much being read into this.
It really is. There's way too much read into all kinds of things, like the monkeypox stuff, and how we're getting all wrapped up about something that really isn't a problem. When there isn't a problem, and yet people create a problem, you can see that. I was interested in reading the story. You know, I talk a lot on the air about weight loss and the product that I endorse, Calitrin. I've been fortunate in my life. I've never really been overweight. I've had a few extra pounds here and there that I shake off most of the time in the summertime. But I acknowledge that the reason I have a couple of extra pounds is because I like ice cream and cake and cookies. And I eat them at the wrong time of the day. So,
what's the right time of the day? No, genuine question.
Anytime is the right time of day. Well, you know, did your mother yet let you eat ice cream and cookies and cake for breakfast? Probably not, right?
Have you never had a croissant or a donut? It's the same
thing. Well, it's the same thing. Yeah, exactly. And do you put ice cream on it? It doesn't seem proper to have ice cream on a croissant that's warm, but yum. Put a little jelly on it, ice cream.
Come on, go for it.
Right, let's go.
A jelly-filled donut or a custard
now.
Or a cream-filled donut, it's all the same thing. It's just not frozen.
Right. Well, anyway. So we put on our clothes and they don't fit. So we put on a few pounds and now we want to get rid of a few pounds. And so now I decide I'm going to eat some more. And so here's the story of a woman who weighed 200 pounds. She tried every diet that came along. She failed. She couldn't lose the weight. So she opted for a gastric bypass. She said there was nothing left in the toolbox. So with the gastric bypass operation, she lost 200 pounds. And she said she felt better. But then she gained 70 pounds. See, this is what I talk about with Calitrin. This is not an ad for Calitrin, but it kind of plays into that wheelhouse of conversation. So over the next 8 years, after she lost the weight with the surgery back in 2011 or 2012, so she gains back 70 pounds. And now she says, I'm trying to do whatever I can to lose the weight. And I've gone into, she went into hibernation for a while. She was afraid. She's not a stupid person by any stretch of the imagination, but she said she found it almost impossible to lose substantial weight and keep it off. And that's the real failing of all of these. And again, this is not an ad for Calitrin, although it sounds like it. It's the focus on this. This article is in USA Today today. If you look for, I like the general tone that USA Today presents. It's not political. They have things that are good that affect our lives as well as knowing what's going on. So I think that I pick and choose things from there. And I saw this and I thought, wow, what a great lesson to underscore many of the things that I've talked about with regard to weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, though, the focus of this article isn't fighting obesity, it's accepting it, which I find problematic. Because obesity increases your chances of getting heart disease. Just ask Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist here on the Good Day program. Asthma, hypertension, arthritis, cancer. So,
well, it also goes into say why people are obese as well, because some people, it is because they just eat a bunch of junk and they have a very sedentary lifestyle. Others, there are thyroid issues. There are legitimate chemistry makeup where some foods just don't work with your body. It might cause additional inflammation or bloating, but there's not necessarily high cholesterol or clogged arteries or risk of diabetes with it. So if you are a healthy person and overweight, I think that's where it comes from, accepting it, because that might just be your body's makeup. You might be bigger boned, but if it is a
bigger bone
of sedentary lifestyle. Sedentary
but I don't go along with it being
junk,
normal.
And that's a different that's a different conversation.
The reason I underscored it is because I don't go along with it being normal now. Although they're trying to make it normal to be
body
obese.
Positivity.
It's just, it's awful. The people and their weight, it's terrible. What's going on in our country, and something that we need to think a lot about. 18 past the hour. Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? This kid. Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
Don't forget about our daily download, the podcast of various things that are part and parcel of our daily program. You can check it out, or and better yet, you can listen. I guess checking out listening are the same thing at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, trader. Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jeopardy has made the final decision on who the permanent host will be. We'll have that exciting information for you right after this excitement.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Okay, so Jay, this is what's going on. The solution to the problem that seems like the problem of the ages. Alex Trebek, damn him, he left us.
So tragic.
I know. So now, the question of which host, Maim, I've never pronounced her name right.
Maim Bialik.
Him, her, or him, Ken Jennings. So here's what they're going to do. Number one, both of them will continue to host the program. The nightly.
So no news.
No news, right. The two hosts continue. They will split the duties as follows. Ken is going to do the daytime sort of, or nighttime, whatever, the syndicated version. Then there is going to be on ABC Celebrity Jeopardy. and a regular nighttime Jeopardy. So there's going to be primetime Jeopardy, celebrity Jeopardy, and daytime Jeopardy. Daytime Jeopardy, Ken's doing. Nighttime Jeopardy, Maim is going to do. And that's the story right there. She's also going to do Call Me Cat, that sitcom that she's been in. This is the second season of that, right? And she gets, you know,
like a cute show. I haven't seen it yet, but there was something I was watching that came on after it, so I'd always catch the very tail end. And they do this cute thing where she said, like, they say the last line and break the fourth wall, and then they go into this little dance kind of number. I
think she's running a.
Yeah, it looks cute.
She's running a little diner, it looks like. I've seen
a
couple of
it looks like a cat cafe or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think. I don't know. So anyway, I haven't seen it, but I'm interested. It looks
she's
cute.
Talented. I just like her. I just like her. That's it. I think she's smart. And she's sort of running against, you know, the she says, I'm going to dress, people say, well, you're dressed like an old lady. I dress the way I want to dress, thank
she
you very much.
She looks fantastic.
Good
her
for
be.
Her. Right. Speaking of people looking well, Lori Loughlin makes her first television appearance since the you-know-what. Full House alum is now a guest on KTLA's Lead with Love 3 telethon. That's kind of a step down. Anyway, they're trying to make money for Project Angel Food in
LA.
That's
what she was working with, and this was the volunteer work she had to do when she was in trouble. And after she served her 100 hours of community service, she continues to work with them and talks about how they're an actual family, and they mean what they say and trying to help the community.
28 past the hour.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune.
I tend to second guest dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Do not run. That's the message from Democrats in New Hampshire to President Joe Biden. A new poll from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center released on Tuesday shows support for a Biden re-election bid among New Hampshire Democrats has nosedived from 74% last summer to 54%. Fox News contributor Joe Concha said the polling numbers for President Biden are irreversible.
We went from 81 million votes, the most of any presidential candidate in history, to less than one-third of the country supporting this president. When you dig deeper, it gets even worse.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates Again this week, the Fed's policymaking arm opened a two-day meeting on Tuesday, while the central bank is expected to announce a 0.75% bump in rates on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Security at the southern U.S. border continues to be a disaster.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. That's why we kept on saying, and look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A state-run electric bus caught fire on Saturday, one day after officials lauded the passage of the Connecticut Clean Air Act. CT reports that included plans to roll out thousands of electric vehicles. Officials said the transit bus was engulfed by the inferno in a parking lot and sent two transit workers and a firefighter to the hospital. Officials added the electric bus fleet has been removed from service. And Buzz Aldrin's jacket, worn on his historic first mission to the moon's surface in 1969, has been auctioned off for nearly $2.8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Here's a lady who lost her hair because she had a brain tumor. Her son grew out his own hair and cut it to make a wig for
her. Isn't that sweet?
Melanie Shaha of Arizona started having dull headaches. Doctors concluded they were symptoms of a benign brain tumor. And so her son grows his hair. And it's kind of neat.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
There's something about this song. It sends me into the best place. You can crank it up, James, will you?
When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Always look the bright side of life. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. You ever heard this song before, Jay?
I recognize it now, yeah.
Eric Idle from, and that, this is one of the cleanest versions of it. There's something of, he, from Monty Python. I had him on the air one morning. I was in Los Angeles, and I was using a studio in downtown Santa Monica to do the program. And he happened to be entertaining at a club down the street. And the promoter knew that I, for some reason or another, I don't know how, but he knew I was doing the radio program. And I started it at 2 o'clock in the morning, Los Angeles time. So he said to me, would you like to have Eric Idle come and be on the program with you? I said, sure, that'd be great. So he came up into the studio, brought his guitar, and he spent an hour with me, half of which had to be edited, because every other word out of his mouth was some profanity or something that just, you know, he's known for that. And he's got this sweet smile and sweet disposition and wonderful demeanor, and yet every other word out of his mouth is something that you can't put on the air. And so I finally, I said, can you, he's got his guitar and he's singing some of the songs, and I said, can you slur through some, this was during a break, I said, can you try to slur through some of the profanity so we don't have to dump it? And he looked at me with that, he had his, raised his eyebrow, and he said, Mon, that's me, or something along that line anyway, that's just me. That's just me being me, Mon. And so anyway, whenever I am in a dumpy mood, I get that song out. So, James, keep it handy, because we need to get people to get onto the bright side of life.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Yes, yep, right. It's great for your emotions to be happy. Do you know that? You'll be a lot healthier if you're happy. And one of the things that makes me happy is having people around me who are fun or happy or just successful like you. I feel very good around you. I love your company here and how you jump into stuff with me. You've learned how to sort of make it work. And you've had, what, a year and a half's practice? How long have you been doing this with me? I've forgotten, actually.
With you? Yeah, since January 4th, 2021.
Ah, she got it down. Good for you. Anyway, we have James Collins, who's our new guy in the new control room in Dallas, helping us move things along. And so in order to move things along, I kind of wanted to have a moment thinking about a difficult life and how people make things difficult for themselves. If you don't know how to control your emotions, if you don't know how to control, you know, we were talking about eating and being obese and stuff, that's just control. All that, that's all it is control. And then people who drink too much, Hope Solo. Whenever I saw her, I wondered if, the first time I saw the name, I wondered if she was related to Han Solo in some way, shape, or form. And, of course, Han Solo is
in another world, far away.
Exactly.
Okay,
yes,
galaxy.
Right. So she's a U.S. soccer star. She pled guilty to the charge of driving while intoxicated or impaired or whatever they say. She said it was the worst mistake of her life. She was arrested in North Carolina last March. Charges of suspicion of driving while intoxicated. But she resisted arrest. And that's what made her.
But that makes sense, because if she was intoxicated, inhibitions are down. And depending on what kind of drunk person you are and what you've been drinking, we've always heard those things of some people are jolly drunks or some people just can't handle their rum. It makes them mean or something. Who is it? Reese Witherspoon, who is like America's sweetheart. She was arrested when her husband was pulled over for driving while drunk, and she was intoxicated too, and she was being combative with police officers.
I didn't remember that, really.
Yeah, this was a while ago, and again, she, America's sweetheart, but she was under the influence, and her inhibitions went down, and she was throwing around the whole, like, do you know who I am kind of situation?
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Well, that's not a good, that's never a good.
It's never cute. It's,
no, uh-uh. So the trial of Alex Jones is taking place this week. You know who Alex Jones is, do you not? Hey, audience
there
knows.
There are so many names in the news. I feel like they are all running together in my brain at this moment.
Alex
I
Jones
still blame
is a,
COVID.
He's Alex Jones is a talk radio host. He does a program that's heard on some of these stations called InfoWars.
He was the school shooting defamation.
Yep. He spread a conspiracy theory claiming that Sandy Hook was a hoax. So the parents sued him, and there is a lot at stake here, not only for talk radio, for him, to a point, I guess, the outcome of the case will determine how much money he has to pay in damages to the families of the children who were killed in what was the worst mass shooting at an elementary school in the history of our country, to that point anyway. There are three trials. Two of them are in Austin, where he is headquartered. One of them is in Connecticut, where the shooting took place. There has been back and forth with the lawyers. There have been delays, that sort of thing. He's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and he's got a bunch of companies that all are bankrupt now, and that's so he doesn't have to pay, I guess, what these 26 families want from him. I don't know Alex personally. I've never liked what he did on the air, and I have a right to say that, as anybody else, the people who love the guy. It's kind of like what we're experiencing, though, with others who are being discredited. And I almost put Trump into the same category, although there's a difference, but yet there's a similarity here, in my mind anyway. And there are people who are listening to me right now who are saying, Doug, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't go there. Why? Why shouldn't I go there? I have very strong feelings, as do most of you, one way or another, whether it's about Trump, whether it's about Alex Jones, whether it's about spending, whatever it is. If you have no passion in your life and you don't have the ability to express it, there's something wrong with the system in which we are living. And frankly, there is something wrong with the system in which we are living. And those of us who are concerned about it, who would like to help and do something about it, give people the opportunity, the vox populi way of dealing with these things is to let people express themselves. Whether it's me as a host or whether it's you using social media or our new phone line that we're going to have so people can express themselves, it's good to be able to express yourself. And, you know, when we criticize social media because of some of the things that are said, it's not so much what's said, it's how it's said. And that may apply to Alex Jones, Frank, or to Trump. I know with me it applies to Trump because I think Trump did some miraculously, marvelously good things. But because he's so difficult, he makes people so uncomfortable. And that's what Alex Jones, in effect, did. And I don't know what triggers these things with people. I don't know why people do what they do. I know why I do what I do, because I think that the things that I'm talking about are important. And enough people agree with me because we're adding a radio station every day to our list because of some program changes at another network. And so kind of all of these things have collided together. I wish the transition from Radio America had been smoother to USA, but it isn't and it wasn't. So we move on. But when I see things, and one of the reasons that people wonder, well, should we take Doug? Because he sometimes goes off the rails with stuff. I go off the rails, but I don't do what Alex Jones did. I don't do what Trump did. I have my own way of expressing. So does that mean Jones is wrong or Trump is wrong? No, not for them. They have the right to express themselves. But by the same token, they get it in the neck for people interpreting what they say the way they interpret it. So you have a right to say what you say and to express yourself. Trump is now feeling the pain of his expressions around January 6th. It's a culmination of his entire life of kind of being a bully.
Well,
and Alex Jones,
to Doug, what you were saying, and you've been saying in the school system, stop teaching people what to think, teach people how to think.
Thank you.
And therefore people can form their own opinions and not be so deterred one way or another by hearing somebody else's opinions. We should be able to disagree opinion-based, but not have all
of this stuff. Disagree
without
being disagreeable.
Yeah.
That's kind of the bottom line. Anyway, I had a thought about, I kind of got off on a tangent, but I was thinking back about Hope Solo and how she was so, whatever was going on in her life, what would make her get so drunk that she's driving with her children in the car, she pulls into a parking lot and basically, what did you lose when you are so drunk you just pass out? Right. Two children in the car. And that's really what they got her on, was that. That was what was very difficult to kind of swallow. So Anyway, but she seems like an intelligent lady. What was going on? Why was she so upset? Do you know what? I never got that out of the story. She had the blood level was way over the limit.
The fact that she had enough that she did pass out, which also makes you wonder, was she blackout drunk? Did she even know that she was driving with her children? Was she at that moment where she was so drunk she felt like she was sober again? Or is she an alcoholic and a high-functioning alcoholic?
Maybe, that's it. She's had problems, like, she went to rehab for a while. And that's why they only gave her a 30-day sentence and they gave her a $2,500 fine. She's going to go back into substance abuse assessment, that sort of thing. But what is sad, she looks like she really is someone to reckon with. She's accomplished great things.
And everyone makes mistakes, and addiction is so real.
Right. Yeah. So some food for thought. All right. Let me do this whole business. Today we've been focused, at least in part, on some rather strange things that are going on around us. And that whole business, that segment that basically came from the info that's in USA Today about now accepting people for being fat. What does that mean? Let's accept everybody for who they are, what they are. Yeah, but that doesn't mean.
I thought it was more about accepting ourselves.
Yeah, maybe it is. But the other side of the coin is that it's not up to me to tell you to be healthy. I can tell you how to approach it if, in fact, you want to do something about it. And that's where we come in with Calitrin, the healthy way, the right way to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. That's the message here. That's why people choose Calitrin, because it's healthy. And it's healthy for you to lose the weight and to keep it off if you decide that's what you want to do. There's a lot of pressure. People are kind of mean, and they say things about folks who are overweight, and I get that. I don't think it's good. I don't go around telling people you're fat, so you ought to lose weight. I guess unless I go to Best Buy and see those fat, slobby 30-year-old guys who are working there, and then I then I have something to say about it. The point is, if you've decided that you want to do something and you want to work hard at keeping the weight off, then go to toploss.com. That's all you have to do. Go to toploss.com. Check out the stories of all the people who've been successful. This company's been in business for 25 years, so you know they have the right product, right price, whole thing all together. When you check out after you decide, yep, I'm going to do what Doug suggests, use Doug in the checkout box. You get the Dog Days of Summer Sale deal and free shipping. That's all at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Something. I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 53 past the hour. Yes, they are doing another Beverly Hills Cop. Right, isn't that in the works? Yeah, I think it is. Chucker's not here with us today.
Fantastic.
I'm pretty sure that he said that there is a, that they got Eddie Murphy to agree to the script, and that they're either they've already started shooting it or they're preparing to shoot it for release at Christmas 2023.
Oh, that would be great. I'm a fan of the third one. You know how there's always, there's multiple in the series.
Yeah, the second one
says
was
that the
not
first
good.
One, you know, great. Nothing compares to the first one.
Yeah.
I loved the third one.
Yeah. What, the, in the, it was in the
where they
amusement
go to the
park.
Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I, the second one was, well, the bad guys were so bad in the second one. That was kind of, I don't know, they were all interesting for their own reasons. You know, I talk about celebrities and movie stars and stuff. I don't understand at this point why Kate Moss would revisit a Calvin Klein shoot she did with Mark Wahlberg 30 years ago and talk about how he wasn't a very nice guy. 30 years ago.
That always comes up. Isn't that astounding?
Why?
There's always different interviews. There's, who is it, JoJo Siwa was talking about the rudest celebrity she's ever met is Candace Cameron Bure. And other people will talk about the worst experience they had. But then every now and then you get somebody who's really classy who will explain the experience, but they will never name the person.
Yeah, I
think
it's
just because human nature, we're nosy. Yeah. And now with social media, we have the ability to know more and get more, gain more insight.
But the assumption here is that this guy 40 or 30 years ago was someone. Is he the same person today?
Oh, seldom people are, yeah.
But in this way, I don't know. I just find it annoying, frankly. The only reason I brought it up is because I don't know much about Kate Moss. She certainly isn't as high profile as Wahlberg is. Is she taking a shot at him because she wants to be high profile? What's the point?
Well, and do you ever notice in a lot of these interviews, too, it's one interview, one conversation,
right.
But it's for a magazine that hasn't been put out yet. So there's little teases, and it's all of a sudden, there's this comment or that comment. And it seems like there was an entire conversation regarding around one comment, and then you read the article more than just the subject title, and all of a sudden you realize it's really a whole lot to do about nothing.
Right. Disney developing a new musical comedy called Penelope, based on the fairy tale The Princess and the Pea. Wow. Mattresses in this? Isn't that what The Princess and the Pea, she sleeps on the mattress?
Yeah, where she just can't get comfortable, and it's right. The prince who's testing her. I believe it's
How do you make a movie out of that? How do you get 2 hours out of that? Somebody's got to be pretty clever to do that.
Yeah, wow. It's going to be the backstory and the whole storyline, I'm sure. Yeah. There's always so much more to tell.
Bill Murray is replacing Steve Carell in Wes Anderson's Asteroid City because Carell's
got COVID. Yeah, other way around. Steve Carell is replacing Bill Murray in Asteroid City, which is, it's a stacked cast. You have just Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks.
What's the movie about? What is this? What's the significance of the title, Asteroid City? Is this futuristic or
It's supposed to, kind of back. Words. It's this fictional American desert town circa 1955, and it's Junior Stargazer Convention, and these people come together. It's supposed to be comedy and drama and romance and all of the things. It's the scholarly competition of people from across the country all getting together in this area. But yeah, so Bill Murray ended up getting COVID, and he had to bow out, so he was replaced.
Jeffrey Wright, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Ed Norton, Lee Schreiber.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, Willem Dafoe. It's like super stacked.
Jeff Goldblum. All right, so that's that story. Fact that Tom Cruise is the most recognizable actor in the world and a star makes this news, I suppose. He lives in London, loves England, but doesn't have a home. He lives in a hotel. Isn't that kind of, when you think about Tom Cruise lives in a hotel? But he says he's looking for a house.
Yeah, if you are traveling so much, why even bother having a mainstay house?
I suppose.
Just hop around.
Yeah, some people do it. Richard Branson was doing it for a while. Anyway, go ahead.
Isn't Elon Musk, didn't he say something like that? Like, he basically stays in hotels.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's a couch hopper. He'll stay with friends.
Right. Yeah, that's right, too. He is. Anyway, so Cruise is looking for a house in London. All right. That's the story. 59 past the hour. Movie moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.